stepped my girl.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We jump to it now. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com. I have 1,000 questions. I might get 5 in today. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mickey. Hope you guys are as well.
Awesome. I want to review, guys. We got time to do that maybe later. Let's talk about what could happen, potentially numbers. Again, the caveat is fluid everywhere, but obviously defense, you know, with some things going on. Defensive end, defensive tackle, linebacker in the secondary. Give me some numbers now, parameters, low and highs for remaining open spots to use in the portal.
Oh, for remaining open spots defensively, where the bulk of things are going, you know, I think there will be 2 defensive ends before, you know, this is all said and done. At least that would be the aim. I think you end up with 1 to 2 more defensive tackles. And I think one is definite, and then I think a strong case can be made for a second. You know, I think that there's going to be probably one more defensive back who will probably list as a corner. Maybe he can play corner and nickel, but just kind of add to the total, could be 2. I think that some of that depends on Chris Bracey from Memphis, who was a safety you visited last weekend, does he jump in the fold? I don't think Clemson will actively recruit any more safeties that have not already been on campus, but Bracey's still on the table. A couple of corners that have been in on visits, so kind of waiting on judgment there. So I think those would be the numbers I would look at for defense. Offensively, you know, I think that really offensive line is the only position that Dabo Sweeney's pushing or going for, and I could see that number being as little as 1, based on a lot of their current, I'll say scholarship, but at this point it's a 105 and who you're playing for. But based on the number of recruited players that they already have on the offensive line, I think it could be as few as 1. I don't know that I necessarily would agree with that verdict, but I think that's what it will probably be.
All right, so if those numbers are correct, you got 7 so far, 2 more defensive ends is 9. Let's say 2 tackles is 11, 2 defensive backs is 13, and 1 offensive lineman, 14. That kind of goes in line with what you've been thinking before?
Close. You know, I think 15 to 20 was the number we have reported, at least that they were preparing for.
Right.
But I do think that that ends up shorter than I would anticipating offensively. I think I would have thought that at least 2 offensive linemen was going to be the minimum, and I think there's a lot of evidence that would point toward that, and I think some. Maybe a lack of attrition at some spots that maybe they were anticipating. I think one that's easy to cite would be Olsen Pat Henry, the tight end, who we've reported now is trended back toward Clemson. And a thought that as of a week ago he could or would probably leave. You know, I think there are a couple of spots like that maybe offensively there were openings for them to take places that don't exist now because players have not left for one reason or another.
When will it all be done? School started yesterday, but you can register all the way through, I think, next Wednesday. Is there a chance that it'll be over by then, or can you maybe bring in a guy who might not enroll in time or maybe make some exceptions as far as enrollment goes?
Oh, I think you can always make exceptions, and particularly with how the portal goes. But things are so fluid and things happen so quickly. I think the ideal we've seen, not only for, I think more for Clemson than others, but I think for others, is to get your business done sooner than later, because you don't know what will be out there late. I think probably emblematic of their high school recruiting, Clemson has always tended to get the hay in the barn, really most of it done by late summer. In high school recruiting, and I think you want them to see, you'll see them try and get done what they can with this portal class sooner than later. But you can't say for sure what you will end up with, particularly at defensive line, which is a premium position in which, you know, guys can hold out later and have a little more leverage, at least your top guys. So I think you probably at just about, you know, I think offensive line, secondary, you're going to aim for that to be wrapped up. Defensive line, I think you are efforting to try and get those in place, but that's a little harder and easier said than done. So could one or two of those spots, you know, be filled later than Wednesday? I think that's a possibility.
Money wise, this is something now, because you've got to be thrifty and economical. I mean, obviously there's some sort of cap on everybody, at least, or yeah, you know, some might be higher. Where does Clemson stand there as far as available money and how they've done so far, as far as the money distribution to go?
I mean, I can't say I know where Clemson is as far as its budget goes. But I do think that, you know, as you look at the strategy that Clemson has employed, you know, I think that, for one, you've seen them spend money, particularly to go out and get defensive backs that they wanted, and hit on those. The Jerome Carters, you know, Corey Myrick at safety, depending on what Bracey's decision will be. And then, you know, Luke Ferrelli at Cal, you know, to go ahead and get a starting caliber, linebacker there. I think you've seen them, you know, address a number of needs that weren't really budget gets by any stretch. But I don't think you've seen them break the bank either on what I would classify as a big ticket item. And so while a significant amount of money has been spent, just like last year, on retention, when you're able to keep the Bryant Wescos, TJ Moore certainly didn't come cheap, you know, but even kind of, you know, on down the line to, you know, when Olsen Pat Henry returns, you know, certainly there, you know, no lack of guys shoot, you know, suitors shooting for your Braden Jacobs, Amari Adams, Nolan Hoosiers. You know, I think a significant amount was spent on retention of the ones you want, but I think you've spent on competitive depth to where, you know, really you go down through the seven guys they've wanted or gotten. You know, I think maybe one you could probably classify as a budget type guy, or that you probably got at a pretty low value number. But otherwise, you're trying to build up the depth with quantity as much as quality. And so I think you've still got room. And, you know, I don't know that you're going to get in for a Chaz Coleman, example, the Penn State defensive end. And I think South Carolina and Oregon and, you know, maybe Texas, one or two other schools that will spend the highest end for acquisitions. I don't know that there's that, but could you go for, you know, could you fit in a maybe $800,000 to $1 million defensive lineman? I think there's probably room for that, if that kind of guy, if you find a match there. So I think they've got money to spend, but I don't see them spending it recklessly, and I don't know that there's going to be what we classify as one of the higher end big ticket guys come in the door.
Would you totally dodge the question if I ask you who's the one economic lower end ticket guy so far?
I don't know the price tags, you know, or at least yet on a number of guys. I think it's probably safe to say that if you look at a Courtney Kelly, a defensive lineman from West Georgia, I mean, he had Louisville, Mississippi State come in, so I don't think you're getting that one totally cheap. But as someone who kind of grew up a Clemson fan, and hadn't really been recruited before, and I don't know how much of a push was there early on within the market, I think it's reasonable to say you didn't have to, reasonable to guess, I guess, that you did not have to break the budget to get that one done. But I mean, is he, you know, could he end up being all that different than like a Donovan Starr, from who kind of knew that Clemson was what he wanted, from Auburn, who had a, you know, I don't think that, you know, that one probably came cheap either, but it, you know, as you look at the market for what does it take to acquire a defensive lineman or a cornerback from a P5 school, I think that those numbers probably came in below a lot of probably the median numbers that you're looking at for those positions in acquisition, because acquisition costs more than retention across the board, which is a part of, you know, part of the underlying strategy for Clemson and why, you know, that retention matters and development matters, is that is just the more economic way to go in building one's roster and having a greater amount of talent there.
All right, got some text messages coming in. As far as defensive ends go, Merritt and Johnson have been here. Merritt from Colorado, Johnson from UT Martin. Would you classify either of those guys as, or one of those guys starter, one not maybe, or is Merritt a big ticket guy maybe or not?
To me, I think Merritt falls in the category of, all right, you'd have Will Held here. You know, I think Jaheim Lawson would probably start over him. I don't think Merritt has that kind of experience yet, but I think as someone who Merritt could step in and have the role that a Jaheim Lawson maybe had last year, where you are defensive end number three. I mean, could he be number two? That could be within range, but I don't know that he is there yet. But I think it's someone that you could count on with, you know, as Clemson, with the way they use defensive ends, would be, you know, I think both of those guys you're looking at as not necessarily plug and play starters, but your defensive end three and defensive end four typically get 25 to 30 snaps a game, which is not, you know, all that different from big game, you know, 35 to 45 snaps that your starters are getting, probably 45. So I think that's the role that those two would fit. I think Merritt is probably significantly higher on the board. You know, I think Johnson is I don't know that Johnson is size wise is probably what Clemson is looking for, but he's a good player, and will kind of stay on the board. But I think right now most, you know, more of the guys that are kind of in the crosshairs are that size for Clemson.
Any defensive tackles already been there for that one big ticket guy, or is that still to be determined?
I would not say any of those guys have visited yet, and I don't know if you will be able to get them to visit, but I do think there are a couple, you know, I don't even know necessarily big ticket, you know, like a Cody Sigler, who's got a huge number of schools looking at him, who they offered yesterday out of Arkansas State. Like, I think that one's going to be a stretch to get in. I think that one might even be done by Mississippi State already. And Auburn and Alabama have offered him. I think one that's kind of intriguing is Andy, I'm going to pronounce it Berbereha, but he's a kid out of JUCO, Iowa Western, who 12 sacks last year, started the JUCO All-Star game. They offered him. We've got an update on him on the website this morning. But Nebraska's gotten involved. There's kind of a lot of reason to like him. Now, size, will it check out? You know, as that time goes on, is kind of interesting. But there are one or two names, you know, who are going to come in this weekend who, you know, I think could be of interest there as well. But as far as finding that, I'll just call them like finding that million-dollar guy, I don't know that Clemson has really advanced toward that cause yet, and kind of finding maybe a match for match or like-for-like match for Stephylon Green.
All right. Of the four defensive backs so far, Washington, Carter, Starr, Meyer, the guys they have in the fold so far, if you're a Clemson Tiger fan, can I talk you into ranking the excitement level that fans should have going into the spring about based upon what those guys might bring to the table?
Mm-hmm. If we're talking going into the spring, you know, I'm probably giving Jerome Carter, the safety out of Old Dominion, slight edge over Southern Miss's, the other safety. Southern Miss's Corey Myrick. Now, you know, that's just an early subjective call without a whole lot of game film and highlights to have gone through. I like Carter as a free safety, kind of a playmaker, you know, willing to hit. Is he as big, you know, as like a Caleb Downs or strong, you know? I think that tackling can be, I don't want to say hit or miss, but, you know, I think he is, I like more the playmaker, you know, ball hawk types back there, and I think Carter is more of a free safety, and so I like him. Myrick gives you a little more in the hitting department, as a little more of a strong safety type. But I think those two complement each other very well, I think both of those guys are easily your starters at the position going into the spring. Elliot Washington then gives you some depth and some experience at corner. Played 250 snaps each year for each of the last 2 years for Penn State, and I think it's probably, while we've kind of advertised him as a corner nickel, I think he's more corner. And so as I look at a guy, if you're looking at a spot opposite Ashton Hampton, like, I think I would feel pretty confident that you've got a guy who knows how to play going into that spot, competing with or in over a Brandon Strozier, who got a lot of playing time toward the end of last year, but I don't know that I would feel great with him as my starting corner. So I'd probably go those order, but yet I think the guy with the best upside might be Donovan Starr, the one they got from Auburn who played some snaps as a freshman. And I think if you look at the trajectory of how Clemson likes to use or develop young guys and bring them along, I think he would be someone who plays a good bit this next year. And he's got a lot of verified speed and track times to him. Good, fairly good size at 5'11", 6 foot. So I think you could easily make the case of him, along with Carter, maybe having the most upside. But is he going to be one that produces immediately in that regard as much as the others? I don't think so. Not yet.
All right. Final question for you. If you're a Clemson fan and you don't want to be nauseous by mm-hmm. watching the Nickelbacks like you watched last year,
mm-hmm.
make me feel better that I don't have to take my Pepto-Bismol in the game and watch Nickel play next year. Anybody, anybody there now, moving there now? Does this move other guys around? Like, what's your long term? What's your plan 26 at Nickel right now?
Mm-hmm. My plan 26 at Nickel is, I think, several fold here. I think one, it's continue to get, at least in my shoes, it would be get Corian Gibson to take another step developmentally, because I think there still is a good player that we saw sit some games look pretty good there. Not enough games or enough time, but some games. You actually add some depth to that position to make it competitive. Whether it's Star coming along this year, I think if you look at the other corner spot that they are looking at right now, I think that, if they beat Virginia Tech for Kenny Wassley, who is the other Penn State target that they have in that secondary, Wassley played a lot of nickel for Penn State this past year. So I think that would elevate that position considerably. I think just generally bolstering the cornerback position, give them more options there. And if you bring in a Chris Bracey or get him at safety, could you play a Corey Myrick there some when you need more, hitting there, or even putting Bracey there at times, where you've got more of a safety at that position. I think just generally bolstering the secondary room, giving yourselves more options, will make things look a lot better at that nickel position, as opposed to just kind of having, guys like Tink Kelly and Shelton Lewis and maybe some not as great athletes in that spot.
You see, that's an NIL opportunity. Pepto-Bismol sponsoring your Nickelbacks mm-hmm. last year, so you see how that works out. Tell me about Tiger Illustrated. What a time. I couldn't imagine your schedule right now, but tell us about what's coming up and how people can subscribe to get the latest.
There have been some fascinating moments in the life and times, but things are still, the drip is still going, and pretty constantly for portal activity. We've had 7 to 10 updates a day kind of rolling through on our site, and I expect that to continue as they seek to close out a couple of spots, the ones that we've mentioned. Board's still got to expand at several. But, who would have thought that, Clemson has well many, we knew Clemson was going to have a good number of portal acquisitions. But when you look at the number even compared to, like, Ohio State, they've got more than several of the SEC teams. And as we did the math earlier, they're only halfway through. So still a lot to go here over the coming week.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, we got about 7 of 1,000. I'll ask you more next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Megan.
Have a great day. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com, the best in the business. Much more right after this.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. One to two-story designs. Starting in the mid-300s, you can customize every detail in a 3,900-square-foot design studio. Community pool opens this year. Empire Homes has some fantastic limited-time incentives right now for both completed homes or building your dream home from the ground up. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Your family will delight in the locally sourced beef and other foods from A&PM Farms. Their beef is raised naturally with no hormones or vaccines, making its way from the pasture to their stores. Along with vendor and farm products from 70 vendors, they offer the very best in local food choices. Platt and Ashley Moore and their team invite you to A&PM Farms, 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville, and next to Farmhouse Tacos in Traveler's Rest. Online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Did you know nearly 80% of homes are under-insulated? If your energy bills are high, your HVAC runs nonstop, or rooms feel too hot or too cold, insulation may be the problem. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, sealing air leaks, and keeping comfort where it belongs. The result? Better comfort, lower energy bills, and you may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know what I don't like doing, Sam? I do like doing the pressure washer stuff. I like the first 15 minutes I like doing pressure washing, and then I don't like doing pressure washing after about 15 minutes. Like, it's cool to start out with. You ever pressure wash?
I have, actually.
Like, oh man, this is so fun. This is going to be awesome. Look at it. Oh, this is cool.
I feel like I'm going to blow my toe off.
Yeah, 30 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, this is so boring. This is podcast material here. So one of the great things about my garage floor is you don't pressure wash it. Now, a couple times a year, you'll take some cleaner and go in there if you want, but you don't pressure wash this. Like, it's not concrete anymore. It's now it's epoxy on top of it. So you just blow it off or sweep it off, or every once in a while take a couple cleaner things in there. But you don't have to do that over and over every single year to try to get those oil stains off and all that. What a great way to have your garage floor looking great. My daughter and I spent an hour last night in our garage. We love it. She's playing with dolls out there. She's got a dollhouse out there. I'm having to run her around in the stroller out there. She's pretending to be a little baby. We love our garage floor. Carolina Flooring Specialists, the most experienced team, giving you the best floor. 404-8158. Call today. Look at their website and look at these incredible looking floors. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Text line. Phone calls and texts from here on out. Texture said 100% true with pressure washing. It's fun in theory, but it's mind-numbing.
It's how many things are. It's how many, many things are.
My son does this. My son is one of the guys that, like, and I'm like this a little bit. The setup is better than the action. So, in other words, getting the gun ready is better than going hunting. Like, putting new line on your fishing rod is better than that, or better than actually, you know, fishing. Like, we get so excited about it. Yeah. 85-88 says, what happened to the question about the running quarterback room? It's obviously the biggest Achilles heel. Well, I could ask Paul about that. But I could also ask him about, Paul, will we ever walk on Jupiter? And the answer is no. We're not taking one. So it'd be a very short answer. That's the answer. Tech said, yes, I completely agree. However, it would be nice to have Paul's take on the situation. I realize that you know this, but unless we upgrade at quarterback position with other great Porter quarterbacks, we're headed for another 75 season. Yeah. I don't know that, by the way. You can win without that. But no, Paul feels the same way. And so I'd be beating the dead horse rather than talking about players who are actually coming here.
I think everybody, for the most part, feels the exact same way.
Yes. I mean, I don't know of a human being outside of Christopher Vecina and Chris Denson and Tate Reynolds and Brock Bradley and Trent Pierma who feel differently than we feel about that. And Dabo Swinn.
I'm just scared of if something happens to, even if Vezina's good, if something happens to Vezina, your backup quarterback's Chris Denson, who's thrown four passes and they were all against Furman.
I will tell you this. I mean, again, it is not outside the realm of possibility that Vecina takes a big jump.
Very well could.
By working with the ones and working the offseason and getting better, he's not going to become a rocket arm guy. That's the point. But with that, you can see him get better. Morris developing him. That can happen.
They have good receivers. They have good tight ends. Yes. We'll see on the offensive line. There's a world where the offense is decently insulated for him.
Right.
And that can breed growth.
Right. There's enough. There's pieces in Wesco Moore, Brown, Burroughs, maybe. There's pieces in Betancur and Henry and Brooking. There's pieces I think Davis is going to be a pretty good back. I'd like to see more there. But pieces there that you can surround yourself a little bit with. The one thing I disagree with, Dabo said, we have elite talent on offense. I don't think Clemson has elite talent on offense. But that can happen. And the other thing that can happen is, I mean, at this point in time, Chris Denson, everybody says, well, look at these quarterbacks running around and making plays with their feet, and he could do that. Well, Chris Denson is a Coastal Carolina guy that you got and looked good against Furman. Let's see him develop and see how it goes. I think there's every bit the chance that in the spring, Denson takes a jump. I think I'd be surprised if he didn't take a jump. But the jump is, there's such a, the base is so low. Like if Deshaun took a jump or Trevor took a jump or Kelly Bryant took a major jump, but he started out so much better than these guys are now. Vecina's going to take a jump, but man, you're starting out at the bar being a little bit lower through all that. And I do think there's a chance that you could see Tate Reynolds at some point in time. But the baseline is so much lower than where those other guys started. Tate Reynolds is a physical freak. But with that said, the baseline of knowledge and passing game and all that, he's so inexperienced. I don't see that happening.
Very few freshmen step in and are immediately ready to play.
True freshman quarterback. It's a
Trevor Lawrence was a cyborg. It's not something that happens ever, really. So you're probably not going to see that happen this year. I think Reynolds can be very good next year.
Hey, Sam, look, you got guys coming from the NBA coming back to college. Let's go get Trevor Lawrence.
I think he's busy. I think he's busy right now.
Mark Simpsonville said to me, he's Cole Stout, meaning if I've seen this Cole Stout. I asked a friend yesterday, rank Will Proctor, Cole Stout, and Christopher Vecina. Whew. Like, it's fun ranking Deshaun and Trevor and Taj, but rank those guys. I like this one here. Texture says, Mickey, I agree with you on the Willie Nelson being one of the best ever. I don't know where this came from. He was great with Highwaymen, too. What about Highwaymen 2.0, the original Highwaymen's Children? Seemed like some great continued music. Yeah. Tex said Christopher Cena would be behind Stout and Will Proctor. Will Proctor won down in Tallahassee. Tex said Taj Boyd did look awful 2010 until Chad Morse got him. Yeah, but skill set wise, what Taj had was unrefined tools. But he was toolsy. Taj Boyd had close to elite to elite arm. I mean, there were some throws, man. And the other thing now, Taj, is Taj Boyd worked his absolute butt off. We talked about this before. Consider Taj a friend. And we talked about there are no days off in there. And is that in the room right now? I don't know. 2642 said the jury's still out on Vecina, though. Yeah, of course. It's too early to tell. We'll see. Too early to tell.
You could take the Ty Simpson jump that Ty Simpson took for the first 3 months of this year. It could happen.
Here's the difference, though.
But Ty Simpson was a five-star.
Yeah, but here's the difference. Ty Simpson has a cannon for an arm. When I ripped Ty Simpson in the offseason, it wasn't because of the arm strength. It was because it was uncorralled, man. Like, he was a wild horse, untamed. Like, he was throwing balls all over the place and looking terrible. The spring games of Alabama looked awful. And so, but it wasn't the arm. So what they did there is they developed him, but the tools he brought to the table is a pretty good little tools in that toolbox, right? Man, that arm strength, when he winds up and cuts that thing loose, would you say the word elite? I would. On those deep bends when he throws the ball across the middle. Now, take that to me, the release, yeah, Simpson's release takes a long time. But, man, when he cuts it loose.
I think Simpson's got a good arm. I also think he strains a bit, which maybe yeah. That's something that he can fix down the line. But I think he strains when he's trying to get extra zip on the ball.
Yeah, it doesn't look natural coming up. But it's a long wind up, and it's a lot of steps in the lower body. When it comes out of his hand,
if it comes out
it's
right,
zipping.
It's there. But I think there's some strain there. I also think he regressed a lot down the stretch. Maybe that's injury. Maybe that's the run game not being there. If somehow Vezina took that level of leap, that would be an 99.9th percentile outcome for Clemson.
Yeah.
It's just a risky bet to make.
Yeah.
So.
Texas said, heard Quark say the other day that Chad's going to hammer the quarterback power of Vecina like he did Taj. I fell on my seat because Vecina's nowhere near Taj's build. Tate Reynolds is. Quarterback power of Tate Reynolds and Quadzilla. Sam, I think I showed you the pictures. I saw him in person. Like, have you seen the Reynolds' quads?
Yeah, you know, I would love if they added a quarterback. What I won't do is downplay how good I think Tate Reynolds is going to be down the line. I think he's going to be really good. I think give it a year or two, Reynolds is going to be a really good player.
So, but Sam, wouldn't that be great to have a little bridge to that in the
portal? Hopefully, I guess at this point, hopefully it's Vezina. I mean, point blank, hopefully it's Vezina.
Just in arm strength wise, can I just talk you into the idea that you won't see the right hash throwing the out to the left sidelines? And if you do, it's got to come out so soon before the break. Like, that's the point, is just to have somebody come in and compete through all that. It's beating a dead horse, man. This is beating a dead horse. Tex said, yeah, that would work with Reynolds in 28. Yeah. 27, maybe.
So I was going to say, I think you could get there next year, realistically. Yeah. Many quarterbacks do. You may not have a choice. I mean, that may be where you're at next year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 654 Roar, 654-7627. Text, let me get the power wash. Text, I power wash on the side. I'm in full-time ministry, and seeing a finished project in 2 hours after power washing is very refreshing. Yeah, I wonder in the ministry if you could do that, though. Like, your full-time ministry and your part-time power wash guy. What if you could do that in the ministry? Like, 2 hours later, everybody's great, and all the problems go away. That'd be great if you could power wash souls and power wash people to make sure it's going to stay like that. 22-23 says, what's the word on Denson? Well, it's just very raw. It's a good runner, a quick runner, acceleration, burst, but it's so underdeveloped in the passing, the experience, the reading the defenses, the throwing the ball down, advancing it, the progressions, the pocket presence. None of that is there right now, and so it's going to take – that's a major development that Chad Morris is going to undertake there for sure. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Hey, my great friends, Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark, Amanda, and the great team take care of you. Right now, this is some interesting times when it comes to your interest rates, and there will be a point in time, maybe in 26, where this year, where the rates get to the point where maybe some refinancing going on. Remodeling going on right now for you, buying a new home for you. The one place to find it. The award-winning record-setting team at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an absolutely amazing job at PrimeLendingSC.com. Final segment of a Thursday show right after this.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
It's bow time. Hurry into Bojangles for 2 scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. 1 bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, sparkle her with fine jewelry. Maybe it's for an engagement or just to spoil her. B&D Family Jewelers can help you make the day special. We also buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and diamonds. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters located at 2485 Rutherford Road in Greenville.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Talk to you about my friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, privately owned and operated by Ben and Chris, engineering degrees and MBA degrees. These guys know it backwards and forwards and been doing it for over 20 years in Brevard and Western North Carolina and Greenville in the upstate of South Carolina. You know, Blue Ridge, all they do is heating and air conditioning and humidity control and cooling and dehumidifiers and humidifiers, air purifiers, everything that impacts the comfort in your home and the air quality in your home. So it's not just the temperature. We're going to get it done right with how much humidity, the humidity levels, and what all that looks like. Really, the Armstrong Air, the preferred dealer here, proudly built right in Orangeburg. They've got great units that they're putting in homes and businesses right now. So true HVAC experts for high-efficiency cooling and heating. A big thing of what they do, the ductless mini-split installs, the heat pumps, they do it all. And so I want to encourage you to do the preventive maintenance plan where you get the experienced and skilled technician coming and inspecting your system. You get priority emergency services, discounted rates, and peace of mind knowing that these scheduled inspections from professional people are coming twice a year to make it last longer. So comprehensive repair and installation, heating and air conditioning. It's Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Final segment of the show. Texture says, this is from a 3082. Look at Florida State's schedule next year. I did. So, road games at Tuscaloosa, at Miami, at Louisville, at Boston College, at Pittsburgh. I mean, that's tough. Sam, they're going to lose in Alabama. They're going to lose down in Miami. Maybe to Louisville. That's three losses right there. And that's assuming they beat Boston College and Pittsburgh, and I don't think they can do that at this point in time. We'll see home games with Florida and Clemson and NC State and SMU and Virginia. Like, that's a tough schedule. And I don't think – I give it a 1% chance that Florida State is not looking for a coach this time or in
he's
October.
Getting fired. November. He's getting fired. He's got to go. Is there something to – No, I was going to say, do you think there's a possibility that they kept him around knowing next year is going to be a dead year probably anyway?
Could be.
And that they might as well start over the year after with a better chance at a clean slate and a new roster and maybe a less hellish schedule?
I always like oh, by the way, they get Georgia in 27 at home. So, home and home with Georgia coming up. But I always like firing a guy a year too soon rather than a year too late. There's irreparable damage if you fire a guy too late. And so you're kind of digging out more of a hole. I think that what will happen is Florida State gets in a bigger hole this year than they were. And so that's my gut there. I would have fired him. And even though the new guy gets off to a bad start, at least it's a starting point. At least you feel like you're moving forward. Because I think you dig yourself a bigger hole. Jim Davis said it. First way to get out of a hole, stop digging. Sam, I'm surprised we don't have a new net ratings up yet. And maybe they do a better job of net ratings updating more often. It used to be 8 o'clock is when I get net ratings updated. Clemson not being updated there.
It's all a conspiracy against basketball.
Yeah.
What's new?
33rd going into last night, but a great win for Clemson.
Would figure 29-30 range? somewhere in there with a quad one win on top of it. I don't play.
And I think they'll be ranked if they can win at Notre Dame. You got to win at Notre Dame.
They should absolutely be ranked if they win at Notre Dame. But we'll see. That's a hard listen, that's not going to be an easy game. Road game against Notre Dame is not easy, but it's a quad one opportunity, albeit at the lower end of quad one. But it is one, and they need to get it. Yeah. That's what good teams do. They have been very good at handling their business these last couple of years since they missed the tournament a few seasons back. So hopefully they handle their business here on the road, pick up two quad one wins in a week. That's as good of a week as you can ask for.
I like this comp right here. 2615 says Tate Reynolds built like Tim Tebow. Tate built like Tim. Yeah. Yeah. Did you notice Tebow is one of those guys, too, that you got to say Tim Tebow? Like Kenny McKinley, Freddie Freeman.
I think you can do Tebow on its own.
You can do Tebow, but Tim Tebow is better than Tebow. Freddie Freeman's better than. Freddie Freeman's still the one
It's the alliteration.
Yes. A lot of alliteration from announcers.
Tebow was also a football psychopath, so if Tate's got that sort of mindset, that's the kind of thing you want, but it's hard to quantify that.
Jed writes in, my basketball expert, the net has been updated later in the day, more recently, at least late this morning from Jed. So, yeah, we need to get a little net ready in here and see what that's like. 89-62 said, Brad Brunell's all about business. The man's coaching angry, and I like it. Hadn't noticed that about the angry part of it. Liked having him on yesterday. Like getting him on and
seems pretty calm right now. I think he feels pretty good about where he's at.
He should
feel good. Did you see Jed pointed this out earlier? Did you see Andy Enfield last night after the game come in the post game press conference and
this
say Clemson
garbage.
Needs to put some of their football money towards getting a bigger media room?
What are we
doing? Why are we whining about that in the post game? Come on.
I'm not gonna use the word I want to use on the air. But quit being whiny, man. The size of a media room and the idea that you'd use that as a detraction away from your team getting held to 70 points and you falling to 12-3.
I'm sorry you shot 37% from the field.
Yeah.
That's not my fault. I'm sorry we beat you last year. That's not my fault.
Yeah.
Tough. Shot 31 free throws. Tough. Still lost. Tough.
Yeah.
If you're going to loot, like, what are we doing here?
Text said he was so arrogant. Yeah, Edenfield. I'm not a big Edenfield guy.
Doing a great job this year. Take the loss, move on, get it right next time.
Yeah, good luck.
Get ranked one time.
Well, let's rank size of media rooms, because that appears to be important to him. 2279 adds, what do you think about Hanifin playing that star role position, meaning the nickel? You know, everybody's got your tiger, your star, your dog, your Noel. You got to all those guys, your Razorback guy, whatever. Yeah, and that nickel role is what we're going to call it here. I like Hanifin playing closer to the line of scrimmage. The problem there is that in coverage, he's not going to be a man coverage guy. In coverage, he's covering a smaller, quicker guy. And they're going to motion to him a little bit, and then you got the double moves by a slot guy. You know, you got the slot fades and all that. And I think the farther you go away from the line of scrimmage, the less Hanifin is a factor. I wouldn't be surprised maybe long-term Hanifin a linebacker. That should be his third position here. But I don't want him covering smaller, quicker guys.
No, but he's fast. And
he's fast.
He's built well.
Yeah.
So at a minimum.
And he's violent against the run.
Yes, at a minimum, good special teams player and good getting downhill. If you just send him running straight at the quarterback or in the run game, there is definitely some upside there. Enough that I'd like to see him play a little bit more.
Yes.
He had some good games last year. He had some games where he looked like a competent player considering he was switching sides of the ball. I mean, you have to factor that tax into things.
But in coverage on double moves and flipping your hips and turning the athleticism part, fast is one thing.
Yep.
Fast in short area motions.
Fluidity.
Yeah, you can exploit him in the pass game. And I don't want – put it this way. Exploit him at 5 yards downfield, and I got some help behind him. I don't want to be exploited.
I'm cool with that as a depth piece. I'm cool with that as a specialized role on defense. That's a player that you can look at and say there's some upside there.
Yeah. And just still learning the position and all that. Yeah, I can go with all that for sure. Texture asked, if Chandler Morris waiver gets approved, could he possibly end up at Clemson? I think that is possible. And Virginia had to proceed like he was not. Clemson's obviously proceeding like he is not. But yeah, I think that's a possibility.
Also still at Virginia with a school where he is very, very comfortable with the coaching staff there.
Sure,
so
should be.
If there would be a team that would be able to hold on to him in the very unique situation he's in, it would probably be Tony Elliott in Virginia.
Yeah. But they're proceeding, like Lagway was at Virginia the other day. Mm-hmm. They're proceeding to go get a quarterback.
You have to, Washington brought Bo Pribula in yesterday, even though they plan to have Damon Williams back, if you ask them. So you have to plan for every single possible avenue that the portal could take you in or those waivers could take you in.
What's he getting, by the way, Pribula?
Money-wise?
Yeah.
Probably too much, honestly. I don't think he's very good. However, if Washington has a desperate need and they're low on options, he's going to get overpaid, I would imagine. Yeah. That is all dependent, however, on what happens with Damon Williams. If Washington and the Big Ten get their way, he's going to be playing football for them week one. If Damon Williams and Damon Williams' family get their way, he'll be playing for Lane Kiffin week one, and we'll be talking about him quite a bit down the stretch here in the summer.
Yeah. And you're not as high on him as some are.
I like Damon Williams quite a bit. He did not play well against good teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's right. That's the thing, man.
I'm not questioning the talent one bit. I'm not questioning that Lane Kiffin wants to go get him. I'm questioning the method of getting him, and I'm questioning how Damon Williams went about it. All wrong, horrible, terrible, god-awful. But I'm not questioning the talent. He did not play well against the Oregons, the Ohio States this year, and you probably want a little bit more production against them if you're going after him as an SEC school.
At first glance, you look at it, 3,000 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, 8 picks. You ran for 600 yards and 6 touchdowns, so you're talking about 3,700 yards and 31 touchdowns. You like that. Now, he's not a big guy now. He's about 5'10", 5'11".
He can move.
There's no doubt about that. But in a deeper dive into it, as you said, against Ohio State, he was good.
Didn't score.
They didn't score. He was 18-22 for 173, all underneath.
At home.
They never lifted the lid off of that.
At home.
And 13 carries for minus 28 yards. Yes.
209, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions at Michigan. They scored 7 points.
Yep. Didn't like the 3 picks. And again, only 209. A lot of checkoffs and dump offs got. And by the way, in that one, great run game that he was, 5 carries minus 19 yards.
15 of 30 for 129, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. So he was 50% from the field essentially there against Oregon.
And held a 27 yards rushing against Oregon.
His best game against a quality opponent was against Illinois, who finished the year 23rd, I believe, or were at least ranked 23rd at the time.
Yeah.
Threw for 4 touchdowns. Excellent game there. He's a very, very talented player.
Here's what I don't like.
There's risk.
Let me give you one thing I don't like either. For a guy that's such a good athlete, he took 31 sacks. Did you see how many times – I need to look this up. Did you see how many times Mendoza was sacked this year?
I can't imagine it was as many as it probably could be with Mendoza not being the fleetest of foot.
Okay, he's not fleet of foot,
but
right?
He gets the ball out, and he's surgically smart.
All right, let me – 21, that's not the number I was thinking of then. There was a player – I've got to find it. There was a player that – and I'll find out who it is – that I didn't think was very fleet of foot, but only had like 5 sacks the entire year. I got to find that guy. I was like, what?
I think Damon Williams will be very good. I think he can be very good. I would have taken him here in a heartbeat, in a hypothetical world where everything goes your way. But for the price tag that they're probably going to pay for him and for the PR hit that obviously Lane Kiffin and Damon don't seem to care about, that they're going to take for it, there is a lot of risk baked in to where you might say, why wouldn't they just go after 11?
You don't know Steve Austin, do you?
No.
Steve Austin was the bionic man.
Oh, like Stone Cold Steve Austin?
No, that's a different Steve Austin.
Okay.
I'm talking about...
What are we talking about here?
I'm talking about the $6 million man. He was the bionic man. They had the technology. They can rebuild him. But they called him the $6 million man. This is a 1970s show, Bionic Man. And the thing is, we have the technology. We can rebuild him. But that was his title. $6 million man was the name of the show. Damon Williams, $6 million man. He ain't worth $6 million, I can tell you that. Because that ain't, Even if he won 12 games, I'm paying $500,000 per win. All right, Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate. 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better covers, better rates. Thanks to my great friends, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Great win by Clemson last night. Love the fact that Brad came on the show yesterday and said, man, you're not holding these guys in the 60s. They had him in the 60s. To the meanest 3-pointer at the end, Clemson wins the game. Clemson 13-3 and 3-0, and now goes to South Bend, and hopefully can take care of business in South Bend. Didn't talk enough about it tonight, Sam. I'll use my 2 minute drill of Miami and Ole Miss.
It's gonna be mine too.
Yeah. All right, let's go. 2 minute drill.
We spent 0 minutes and 0 seconds on the fact that there's a really intriguing playoff game tonight. Who do you think is going to win this football game?
I like Miami. Miami, a 3.5 point favorite. I like Miami. I like Miami's lines of scrimmage. To be honest with you, I think Miami does everything Georgia does, but does it a little bit better. I think the run game. Let me give you the stat to look for. All right. The team that runs the football better tonight wins. Between Fletcher and Lacey. Lacey's still banged up a little bit. Boy, running the football will be key, and keeping these guys, these quarterbacks, in down and distances will be key as well.
I will take Miami. However, I am rooting for Ole Miss to win the game, and I cannot.
Just to make Lane look bad.
Yes, and also they're just fun, and it's really hard to bet against Trinidad Chambliss.
Yeah.
But I think Miami's line of scrimmage will win this game.
Yep, totally agree with that. Eric Newton, for all your real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. No one can help you out more. Look, it's Clemson Real Estate. It's houses. It's buying houses, selling houses, building houses, commercial real estate, rental properties, managing rental properties, renovation stuff. They'll do a great job for you. EricNewton.com. The other one is, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, we've got Indiana, a 3.5 point favorite. I think Indiana's going to win that one and win the national championship. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Sam, tomorrow on the show. First, let me thank Paul Strelow for checking in today. Great job there. Tomorrow, I think we've got a Hawk/Falcon coming in the studio tomorrow. Faxon and John up next. Great job, Sam. Folks, have a great day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.